stepping up.
Everybody working. Now challenge each other.
We want. I'll fight for it.
Draw, pull, pull, pull.
Let's go. He played the maze, baby. Let's get it. Mom, push the maze out. 60 minutes. Let's go, man. 60 plus minutes.
And good morning, everybody. Welcome to the NovaCare Complex. I'm Dave Spadaro. It's Eagles Live on this Wednesday as all sights are set on the San Francisco 49ers who come to town Sunday afternoon. It's going to be a good one. David Akers and company. And David is having just a terrific season here. So everybody excited to see David when he gets here and part of a really good group of special teams players for the 49ers. I would like to tell you that I've got a few things to say. I'm getting this sense that the national media wants the Eagles to fail. How about that? Is that possible, people? Am I reading into it too much? Am I a little too sensitive right now? And there's David having a great season. It just seems everywhere I look, people are saying, the Eagles losing, the Eagles this troubles, the Eagles that. Almost taking a gleeful approach to that. People want the Eagles to fail out there. And it all goes back to the dream team and all that nonsense. And I would hope that that would be a galvanizing force for this locker room. Create that us against the world mentality. Michael Vick goes and complains about being hit. And he's called a crybaby. You know, use that as motivation. Use that as a way to build chemistry. The chemistry's not there yet with this team. And this is the time that you find the chemistry, that you build it, that you develop leadership. Times like this, the tough times. And I ran into somebody last night and was talking about the Eagles, and he was telling me how the Eagles offensive line's not good and this, that, and they can't run. They don't run the football and the run-pass ratio. And I said to him, hey, wake up. The run-pass ratio is great. Eagles are first in the league and first in the NFC in rushing. LeSean McCoy's maybe the best running back in the NFL right now. It ain't the run-pass. It's not the same old things. Those aren't the reasons this team is 1-2. Why are they 1-2? Well, they're not there yet. Just the team is not coming together yet. And I think that this is the time when you build that camaraderie, you build that chemistry, you build that locker room and coaching stuff against the world. They all want the Eagles to fail. So what are you going to do about it, guys? Well, you're going to go out and play a good football game, let's hope, against the San Francisco 49ers. Some headlines. Andy Reid meets the media at 11:40. So obviously the injury update will be huge. LeSean McCoy is still the NFC leader in rushing. Tackling Breast Cancer Month begins Sunday, so make sure you wear your pink. Part of that effort, the Eagles and Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals. The big defensive task is slowing down tight end Vernon Davis. Running back Frank Gore expected to play. He does have an ankle sprain. However, I'm going to take one quick phone call, then we're going to take a break, and then the great Merrill Reese joins us in studio. Let's go out to Dallas, Pennsylvania, talk to Ward. Hey, Ward.
Hey, Dave. How are you doing this morning?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Well, the Eagles sure are getting the media hype right now.
Unbelievable.
The dream team.
Am I being too sensitive here?
No, not at all. Everybody wants the, you know, we've seen the Skins do it. And we ourselves said they're trying to buy a Super Bowl victory. So, but we had the money, and we went out and spent it. Now, right. Do you want your fans saying you went into the year $20 million under again?
Right.
You know, we spent it. We're doing what we can. We looked for that blue-chip offensive lineman that wasn't available. So we stacked the D what we could. They need to gel a little bit. It's not time to panic. It's time to pull together and hold on. It's a long season.
That's why, Ward, I agree, and I think this is the time when you find out who the leaders are. You build your team chemistry. You're 1-2, and everybody's looking for you to fail. It's going to be a lot of media here today looking at reasons and negative questions to Andy Reid and Michael Vick and the players in the locker room. People are looking for the Eagles to stumble. The national media looking. It's a great story for the national media. So the Eagles can turn this into their advantage in the locker room.
Sure it is. And, you know, and Coward just constantly, you know, Michael Vick is shockingly small. And, hey, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but, you know, watching the game again last night, everybody was flying around. There was no quitters out there.
No.
And Andy Reid's teams have started out slow before. And after the bye, going into December, as long as the division's close, and it's going to be, watch out. I really don't have much to go on because I'm here at work. But there's a lot of panic going on right now. And the Giants played a great game. And my hat's off to them. Sorry that Mike is hurt again. And let's hope Vince can
get
his hammy back in shape and look sharp.
I think I think Mike will give it a shot to play this week. We'll hear from
Andy
Reid.
So too. I don't know if it's the right thing to do. He's such a competitor that maybe he needs to relax. But, you know, hey, we're in the hole right now.
Yeah, exactly. Can't
and you got to get to 500 before you can even start thinking the other way.
Exactly.
But hey, Dave, nice talking to you. I'll talk to you again.
Give me a prediction, Ward.
I think we're going to this game angry, and they know we're coming angry, but I still see a close, low-scoring game. I think it's going to be about 23-17 us.
Okay. Good phone call, Ward. Thanks for starting off the day.
Yep, we'll see.
Good stuff. All right, we're going to take a little break right now. Then we sit down with Merrill Reese, the voice of the Philadelphia Eagles, and discuss this 1-2 team heading into the game Sunday against San Francisco.
This aisle isn't big enough for two zeros.
Anything you can do, I can do better. I can do anything better than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Is that all you got?
I'm up to my knees in zero calories. Pepsi to the max, so let's drink all of these.
Snoop!
Pepsi Max. Too much taste to be called a zero.
PhiladelphiaEagles.com has you covered for every touchdown, every big hit, and every big play of this 2011 season with the kickoff show, the halftime report, and our post-game show presented by Rico.
Saving for our child's college fund was getting expensive.
Yes, it was. So to save some money, we taught our 5-year-old how to dunk.
Scholarship. Honey, go get him.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Join us every night at 7 o'clock for 30 minutes of the latest Eagles news, notes, and anecdotes right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We call it Eagles Nightly, Monday through Friday at 7 o'clock.
She's even more beautiful now. Are you me? Quite a while from now. So, how'd I do? You did great. But don't forget about us. We still need financial advice. We have to protect and grow our money. You never know what's around the corner, Grandpa.
Confidently face your future with Lincoln Financial.
Well, Merrill Reese has seen the Philadelphia Eagles for a long time here. So at 102 years, yeah. He joins us in our studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Hi, Merrill. 1-2, who would have thunk it?
I wouldn't. I would have figured 2-1 at the worst at this point. But that's only one game.
Okay, so what's your assessment of this football team as it stands right now? How do they get back on track? How do they fix some of the deficiencies?
They have to play better. They have to play better, particularly on defense. Now, you can go back to offensive problems, too, in short yardage. That has to get fixed. But to me, the biggest thing that has hurt this team has been the defense unable to shut down a game at the end when it absolutely has to. They've had early problems and they've had late problems, and they have to correct this.
How do you correct it, though? Is it scheme? Is it the personnel stepping up? Is it changing personnel? I mean, let's
the linebacking and safety play has not been good enough.
Right.
And if you can scheme your way out of this, you have to. I'm a little more worried that it's deeper than just scheme, that there are personnel moves that have to be made, and I don't know what they are, other than I would guess, like everybody else, that it's time to try Brian Roll at a key linebacker spot.
Merrill, let's talk about the defense and Juan and what they hope to do. You know, you build the front four, and the front four has done a good job getting to the quarterback. But teams are smart in the NFL, and they're going to isolate players as the Giants smartly isolated Casey Matthews the other day. I actually thought Casey played well beyond, you know, that play, but that play was just a big, big gaffe.
I mean, that's like, aside from that, Mrs. Lincoln, what did
no,
you think of the play?
I know, but it was really well designed.
That was 7 points.
Right, it was very well designed, and he was beaten. I mean, that's just the way it is. Is Jamar Chaney the middle linebacker here? Would you keep him there? And as you say, maybe Brian Roll, who made this great play on covering the fullback, maybe he's your weak side linebacker on a full-time
basis. He might be.
How about the safeties? Nate Allen replaced Jamar Chaney.
Now, if you can get Eric Allen back, you really have something.
Nate Allen replaced Kurt Coleman. I've got all these people. I would perhaps anticipate that Nate would be ready to go. It doesn't look like, though, he's completely trusting that knee at this point.
I think there's a point where he has to. And he's a second-round draft choice who played like a high draft choice last year, and I think he's an outstanding football player. And I like Kurt Coleman. He's a tough kid, and he gives you everything he has. But there's a different talent-wise between Kurt Coleman and Nate Allen. And I think that Nate Allen is the kind of player that you have to have in your defense, and hopefully he is ready.
Merrill, offensively, just red zone problems. And
yeah.
I mean, we've talked about this year after year, up and down in the red zone. How do you fix it? I mean, I know you score more touchdowns, but do you have to run the ball more? Do you have to change your personnel? Do you have to change your scheme? Is it some of the above? Do we not know because we are not privy to that kind of information?
Well, Dave, when you get down into a goal-to-go situation, and they were down at the one-foot line,
yeah,
then it's all on your offensive line. You or I, and I'm not kidding about this, you or I should be able to step behind center and take a snap. And the thrust should be there so that we could just follow the center or the right guard or the left guard into the end zone. I mean, that depends on power on the offensive line. And they did not get that thrust. I mean, you have a great athlete like Michael Vick trying to sneak. It should have been easy. He should have been able to score that touchdown and not worry about a head injury or any kind of other injury. He should have been able to go in there unscathed. So I think that failure was strictly on the offensive line.
Okay. Speaking of Vic, Merrill, he is beaten up. Do you expect him to play on Sunday?
Yes.
Do you expect him to adjust his style in any way to stop taking all these hits?
I think it's up to them. I think it's up to Marty to find a way to adjust what he does. And that, I'm not worried about Michael Vick, the running quarterback. I don't happen to believe that most of his injuries and banging around comes from when he's running the football. When he runs, he either gets out of bounds or he may not slide, but he dives down. I don't think that's where he takes the pounding. He takes the pounding when he releases the football and then he's hit. I think there could have been a flag. I think he had a legitimate gripe on that play where he injured his hand. To me, it looked late. If it's not late, let's just say it's a call that is made if Peyton Manning is back there or if Tom Brady is back there, and they take that waffling after they release the ball. Generally, we do see a flag. I remember a flag thrown when Trent Cole brushed, I mean brushed, Peyton Manning last year.
I do think that there are some times when he should get the benefit here, but I don't think it's going to stop defenses from hitting him. A 15-yard penalty is a small price to pay for the opportunity to get a clean shot at Michael Vick, and I think it will continue. And really, I mean, look at that throw. That's a beautiful throw, and is it a late hit, though? Is this throw a late hit? I mean, in real time when you watch it, it's hard to say that it's a real hit, a late hit. You watch it in slow motion, you're like, yeah, he let go of the football. In slow motion here,
let's see.
This is the play that he suffered the contusion on the hand. Now, if you're a defensive lineman, is that a late hit? It's hard to tell. Well, you can't slow down on Michael Vick. That's the
problem.
Let's
say that it's the kind of hit that often in today's game draws a flag.
Yeah.
Often. The way they officiate the game today. And I'm not saying that's right. But if you're going to do it, do it. And he did take a hard hit. I think they've got to get the ball out of Michael Vick's hands.
I agree.
I think they've got to devise rollouts and get him out of the pocket, throwing on the run, and that kind of stuff to keep him from staying back there in the pocket and waiting until the last possible second. I mean, he's tough. He will hang in there until his receiver clears, and that's great. But sometimes you're better off just giving up on the play. Sometimes you're better off getting the ball out of your hands incomplete than picking up 18 yards and getting injured.
Yeah. It's interesting, Merrill. It's the first time that I can ever remember in the Andy Reid era, we talk about the offense, and the running game is great.
Isn't it?
It's great with the best running back in the NFL, LeSean McCoy. Yet it's the passing game that just doesn't, to me, seem as crisp as I expected it to be. Would you agree with that?
I would. And once again, you're not getting your tight end involved.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how often? A couple of passes to Brent Celek and one real nice catch by Clay Harbor.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, it is not the passing game that with these weapons it should be.
Well, is it too simple to say the teams are playing a two-deep zone on the Eagles? They're willing to give up the underneath, and they're taking away that explosiveness down the field?
They are doing that, but still, when you have a guy like DeSean Jackson, there have got to be two or three instances a game where he is able to get loose and be out there 45 yards away from the quarterback running for the football. And Michael Vick has the arm to get it to any receiver at any spot on the field.
Merrill, what's your feeling on this team, 1-2?
I think they're facing a very important game Sunday. I don't use the word critical, because to me, critical applies when they are in game 16 and they win and get to the playoffs or lose and are home for the holidays. That's critical. But it is a very important game. You would hate to be 1-3 in that kind of a hole with a trip to surprisingly good Buffalo coming up. So I think they have to come out there and play well. They do not win Sunday, Dave, if they play a subpar game. They have to be pretty good to win, because San Francisco is pretty good. They've got an outstanding young coach in Jim Harbaugh. They've got perhaps the best tight end in football right now. With all respect to Tony Gonzalez and how he dismembered this team, Tony Gonzalez is past his prime. Vernon Davis is really peaking. I mean, he's special.
Mm-hmm.
And they got
great players on defense. Patrick Willis is a fantastic middle linebacker
in football.
Yeah. Yeah, and they have special teams that have returned two kicks for touchdowns. Ted Ginn Jr., punt return and a kickoff return. David Akers, 7 of 7 on his field goal attempts. Andy Lee averaging 50-plus yards per punt.
Isn't that amazing?
And so they're winning the battle of special teams, and that's how they're winning games.
Yeah, and they have a kicker.
I mean, here they go against the Seattle Seahawks, winning a game in late in the fourth quarter on a kickoff return.
What would be the nightmare of nightmares is if it goes down to the final seconds and you have David Akers lining up with a 50-yarder.
Of course. I don't want it to come out.
It's funny. The two kickers, the kid kickers that we worry about, are both doing well. The other week, Chaz Henry didn't get off to a great start. He had his knucklers. But this game,
he punted extremely well.
And Alex Henry, when he ran in there at the end of the half, was just as smooth as silk, calm and just put it right through the
and his
upwards.
Kickoffs. He drove his kickoffs, and he's really been working on that.
They're not a problem.
Yeah, it just goes to show you cannot predict a thing. Look at that. Michael Vick didn't even know on that last play that he was supposed to be off the field.
What was the case there? Everybody's asking me.
I don't know. It was fourth down, and Vick was not a Vic was looking to spike the ball. It was bizarre. He just didn't seem all there on Sunday. The timing wasn't there.
And yet,
it's not crisp.
You can't blame it on the concussion because he was 100% clear.
I don't know.
He passed every test.
He didn't run when he had chances. He didn't check out of plays if he didn't like. You know, mm-hmm. He just wasn't all there. So, Merrill, as you say, it's a critical game here, and the Eagles.
Don't say critical. It's a very important game.
Okay, it's a very important game here, and the Eagles
because if they
must
lose
win.
This game, what do you say next week?
That's three.
If they've already lost.
Well,
the critical
I say
game.
That they're in a deep hole. Another critical game. There's more. You're allowed to have more than one critical game a season. It would be three conference losses. It would be two home game losses.
This is an extremely important game. There's no doubt.
And the Eagles should win the game.
They should. I mean, they're home.
Should have won last week's game. Mm-hmm. Angers
me. Look, let's face it. They should be 3-0. And they're not. They're 1-2.
Your opinion of Nnamdi Asamoah and the Eagles' cornerbacks is secondary, and it's not just the cornerbacks. It's not just it's not just the secondary. It's the linebackers as well. 8 touchdown passes allowed in 2 weeks.
Not good.
Yeah.
Not good. I mean, the last one, I don't know if it was Nnamdi or Jarrad Page.
We should have been either one of them.
Either one of them. But you're talking about Victor Cruz.
Yeah.
Victor Cruz, Dave.
I know.
That's not Randy Moss jumping up for that. That's Victor Cruz, of all people.
Yeah, and he dominated the Eagles on Sunday, it was a game. Listen, we've seen this game so many times in the past. I wrote this last Friday, Merrill. I was worried about the game. I was worried about the Eagles and their intensity level. We've seen it so many times.
But you know what?
I wonder, does this team think it's better than it is?
Well, but here's the thing. You talked about the intensity. At the end of the first half, that intensity was there. I mean, that team was alive, and the crowd was with them, and they went down into the locker room down 14-13. And I said, well, they've got them now. They played around with them for a while, but now the Giants are just dead meat.
And then they drove to the 2-yard line, first and goal in the 2, and 4 times, including 2 Michael Vick sneaks, one of which was nullified. 2 handoffs to Owen Schmidt after that drive. A field goal was clearly deflating. So
yeah,
we turn the page, Merle.
We turn the page, and it is Eagles and the 49ers, and they have to play well. I think it's good that they're playing a difficult team. I think it's good that they're playing against a team that has ability, and they have to really play well to beat. And, I mean, just coming in and beating some team that's going to go 3-13 wouldn't do it. They need a win against a good team and take off from there.
Merrill, are you ready to put LeSean McCoy, if you haven't done so already, among the very best in the years you've watched the Eagles?
Absolutely. The way he's playing right now. Right now, he is as dangerous as any running back in the National Football League. As a matter of fact, I have right here the touchdown. If there's a call that was exciting, I give it to Shady in the locker room.
Oh, do you?
When I see him, I give him the CD.
Nice.
And one of the things I say on this call as he scores is, if there is a more dangerous running back in the National Football League, I haven't seen him.
Mm-hmm.
He is a threat to go anytime he touches the ball.
Yeah, yeah.
He's special.
Yeah, he is special. I put him right up there with all of them. Yes, Westbrook, and I'm not afraid to make that leap.
But as Marty will say, he has to do it over a long period of time.
He's done it for a year and a half now. Well, actually, he's done it for 2.5 years.
Let's see him do it for 4.5.
All right. Merrill Reese. Enjoy the weekend, and let's get a win on Sunday.
I can't wait. I wish it were Sunday in 5 minutes.
I know. The Monday through Saturday thing I just don't like anymore in the NFL. Let's get to the
games.
That's
it. All Sundays.
Merrill Reese, thank you for joining us here on Philadelphia Eagles.
I think football should be 162 games. and baseball, 20.
20, yeah. You can eliminate baseball. No fan here. All right, Merrill, thanks for joining us.
All right, Dave.
Merrill Reese on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, better banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, online banking with bill pay, and the flexible options you need to help make the pieces of your life or your business fit together a little better. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call better banking.
Come out to the 7-Eleven Eagles pep rallies. Meet Swoop, Eagles cheerleaders, Eagles alumni, and have the chance to win great Eagles prizes. Check out the events calendar for more information.
Turn left. You have arrived.
Sweet belt. E-reader for textbooks. GPS. HD video cam for lectures. Gamepad. Have you ever considered this? It's got all that and more than 200,000 apps.
Technology to learn and play on the go, only at Verizon. Buy one Droid 3 by Motorola, the thinnest full QWERTY smartphone ever for $199.99 and get another one free.
Guys, healthy green tea, tasty black tea, real sugar. That's what makes Snap look extraordinary. Not this.
Healthy green tea, tasty black tea, real sugar.
What'd he say?
No idea.
Snapple. Made from the best stuff on Earth.
40 years. 14,610 days. 1.2 billion seconds of Gatorade science, passion, and evolution. All for the 1 second you needed. The G-Series. Prime. Perform. Recover.
Beaky, I've been wondering.
Yes, sweet?
How can you eat ice cream every day and still fly?
Simple. It's not ice cream.
Sweet, sweet. What?
It's frozen yogurt from Turkey Hill Dairy. It's enriched with calcium and vitamin D for stronger wings. Try some.
It's delicious. I'm gonna get some for myself. Godfly.
Turkey Hill Dairy's frozen yogurt and light recipe ice cream. Enrich timeless goodness imported from Lancaster County.
We welcome you back. Dave Spadaro here. We are live from the NovaCare Complex, waiting for Andy Reid, who should be along any moment now. 215-339-6709. If you'd like to call and talk to us, we also take your predictions today. Let's go up to New York and talk to Chris. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Dave. How are you?
I'm okay, Chris. How are you?
Not good.
I'm sorry for those Eagles fans.
I live in New York, so yes, I'll take exactly. The beating right now.
Yeah, I feel for you. I really do. You've had a couple years, though, where it's been pretty good. Pretty good. And we
I can't complain, I guess, except for what we did from last year, you know.
Yeah, we'll get them again. we'll get them. Don't worry. We got another shot at the Giants.
Yep. I'm a big Andy Reid fan, but to me, I thought he called one of the worst games he's called in a long time.
Okay.
I mean, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt and just let that one pass.
Well, I don't think anybody can argue with that. I mean, he when you have four shots at the one or at the two, you don't score, and then you have a fourth down that you decide to go for and don't make it, you have to accept the criticism, and the Eagles accept the criticism.
Yeah, like I said, I just let it pass because I know he's a good coach and everyone has their bad days, but the main thing I worry about the defensive side with the coaching.
Mm-hmm. Well, Juan Castillo has a lot to prove. I don't think there's any doubt about that. When you blow 2 fourth quarter leads, you certainly are. Again, he is responsible for the defense. So Juan has to prove himself.
Yeah, and to me, the thing I worried about is I looked at the coaching staff. I just looked at guys that just have zero experience. Like, who did he talk to, you know, in the second or third quarter, like, bounce ideas off? You know, Marty to bounce ideas off of, but who does Juan bounce ideas off of?
Well, Jim Washburn's been in the league a long time. Johnny Lynn is a former defensive coordinator. He's been in the league 17 years. Those are experienced coaches. Zordich hasn't been there that long, and neither is Caldwell, but they were also players in the league. So, I mean, there is certainly a wealth of experience with Washburn and with with Johnny Lynn.
Yeah, because like, I watched the Redskin game and I saw Jim Haslett, and he said that they were saying on TV how the Cowboys had no receivers. So all Haslett did was he manned up with the cornerback on the receivers and said, let's play football.
Mm-hmm.
I felt Castillo is just scheming too much when he's got the cornerbacks. Just have him go one-on-one.
It's a legitimate. We've talked about this all week. You know, why are they playing with zone rather than man-to-man? Take your chances. Bring your safeties up into the box. That's a really, really risky way of playing defense. On the other hand, the Eagles have. Chris. It's so interesting. I mean, in the first and fourth quarters, this team has given up a lot of points and a lot of big plays. In the second and third quarters of games, they've given up a total of 20 points in three games. I mean, they're dominating in the second and third quarters. What's happening there that it doesn't happen in quarters one and two?
Well, my personal thing is, I hate to say it, I just think in the fourth quarter, it turns into something of a chess match, and Castillo just getting outsmarted. I mean, like I said, I live in New York, and they're saying Kevin Gillibrand called the game of his life.
Yeah, he certainly did. I mean, look, they got him on the matchup with Casey Matthews, terrific call. They got the Eagles on the screen pass on the all-out blitz late in the fourth quarter that Ahmad Bradshaw or whomever caught it and scored the touchdown was a great call, great score. So I give the Giants a lot of credit. They took it to the Eagles, no question.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah. So
like I said, I believe in the Eagles. So
What are the Eagles going to do this week?
I got to tell you, I'm just nervous, Dave. This is why I'm so angry. It's the first time in a while I can literally say I'm nervous. I'm going to say the Eagles, Niners are a good team. I say the Eagles 23-16, you know.
It's a battle, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough.
The Niners are a good football team. They don't score a lot of points. Their offense is a very conservative approach. Defense is excellent. Special teams, excellent. They're going to have to play a very good football game. Eagles are going to play a very good football game to win. No question.
Yes, they do.
Yep. So it's eight, but I think everybody, Chris, feels the same way you do. All of a sudden, we're nervous. And I hate to say I told you so, but this was never going to be an easy situation. It's never going to be smooth, man. It's never going to be. I prayed. I wanted, oh, boy, I want a 7-1 start. I wanted 2004 all over again. I think when you have this many new faces to work in without any time to do so, it just takes time to get everybody on the same page. So hopefully the Eagles can get on the same page quickly and start getting on a roll and winning some games here. I mean, the division is very much there. I don't want to have to win 6 out of the last 7 to make the playoffs.
That's true.
Yeah. So.
All right, Dave, I just want to call and say thank you. Ease my pain a little bit, and you have yourself a great Eagles Wednesday.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, and you the same. Have a great Eagles day. There was so much chippiness in this game. I just thought the Eagles were – I felt the intensity was going to be there. I felt the fourth quarter was going to be theirs. And after that kick, or, you know, the failed opportunities at the 2-yard line, it just – and then the fourth down, boy, took the wind out of the sails of this football team and – that's a shame. 215-339-6709. Jamal, FDR High School. Jamal. I'm sorry?
FDR High School. Jamal.
How you doing today?
Hey. Can't hear you very well.
How's it going?
Good.
Oh, sorry about that. Hello?
Yo.
All right. Well, do you think there's any point in Vic playing on Sunday even though his hand is injured like that?
Yeah, turn your speakers down. Yes, I do see the point of it. You're not going to – if Vic is healthy to play, he goes. If he's not healthy, then he doesn't play. I mean, you don't rest Vic and take – this is not a bye week. This is a very good football team coming to town here.
Yeah, but, you know, his hand and this and that and the concussion and the other things.
I hear you. I just – I mean, is one week going to enable him to not get hit? Every game he's going to get hit. Every game he's going to take punishment. He's got to get rid of the football. Can't take hits.
Hello?
Yo, I'm still here.
Give me
a prediction.
Yeah, I couldn't hear that. Sorry about that.
No problem. Give me a prediction for Sunday.
Sunday Eagles?
Yes, sir.
They're going to lose just like last week.
Turn it down. He's not a Giants fan. Or he's a Giants fan. Okay. We don't want your stinking Giants fan people coming on our shows. All right. If you want to, you want to talk intelligently, let's do it. But I could tell that the accent, that disgusting New York accent, I could tell. They're going to leave just like last week. But listen, buddy, Jamal, when the Eagles come up to the new Meadowlands once again and win a late season game when it really matters, we'll be talking. You give me a call back then, buddy. 215-339-6709. Twiz in Atlanta. Twiz?
Hey, what's going on, Dave?
T-Wiz? What's up?
Yep, that's me, man. Twiz, baby.
How you doing?
But not much, Dave. Just want to say, bro, to be honest, you know, it's still early in the season. You know, people are hitting the panic button. If you think about it, if we go out and win San Francisco, we go out and beat a very good Washington team, we're 4-2 at the bye.
Wanted to look ahead last week and it didn't work out very well. So I'll just take it one week at a time here. Let's just beat the Niners and then we can talk about Buffalo and Washington after that. But I hear you. I mean, the schedule's not insanely daunting, but, I would love to see this football team get on a roll, but to get on a roll, you've got to win that first one. And that first one is Sunday against the Niners.
Yeah, exactly. I definitely agree with you on that, Dave.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think it's going to be a tough game on Sunday. I think the 49ers, they are building chemistry. They're staying in a hotel in Youngstown, Ohio. They're going to be ready to go against the Philadelphia. No, they're not coming in intimidated by the Philadelphia Eagles. Let me put it that way.
Oh, no, especially right now when, you know, we're kind of banged up. You know, everybody got, like, hamstring issues and Michael Vick with his hand. So, definitely.
Yep, I'm with you.
Got to love LeSean McCoy, though. He's really turned into a beast.
I also agree with you. I think he's terrific. I think he's terrific.
Yes, sir.
Give me a prediction for Sunday.
A prediction? I say 24-17 Eagles.
Tough game.
Yeah, it's going to be a real tough game. Once you lose two, it's hard to get that first win. But I think once you get that first win, it's going to become contagious, and we're going to get it.
Okay. Hey, T-Wiz, thank you, my friend.
Appreciate the call, Dave.
All right, Twiz, thanks. Twiz calling from Atlanta, Georgia. Everybody's coming back to Earth. Tough game ahead. Good team coming into town, San Francisco. And we got to get back on the winning track here, people. Taking some phone calls, waiting for Andy Reid. It's Eagles Live. I'm Dave Spadaro. We're live as we are every day, Monday through Friday, 11 to 1 o'clock here. And we're bringing it to you live, so I'm pretty fired up. We appreciate you. Gotten phone calls from all over the country. Let's keep them coming in. Get some predictions. Let's get back on the horse, people. Joe in Maryland joins us. Hey, Joe.
What's going on, Dave? How we doing?
We are doing better. Every day you do better because you look ahead.
Yeah, I agree.
That's what
I got a question.
As far
as, you know, Michael Vick goes and all the hits he's taking, do you actually think it's better for him to run when he has the opportunity?
Yeah. Yeah. Run. Don't get hit by defensive linemen. Run and then go down. Yep. I don't want him taking on defensive backs. I want him to go down because everybody wants to take a shot at the guy. He's not a big guy.
Right. Yeah, absolutely right. Yeah. I was noticing in the last game that I saw a couple opportunities where I felt they could have ran and, you know, saved himself from at least, you know, getting some of these hits, or if he's gonna get hit, you know, at least let it be outside of the pocket, you know, where at least he has a better chance.
Get to the sidelines, go down, run to safety and live for another play. I'm all for it. I love the guy who runs, but go down, don't try to make plays. And you see a lot of times when he tries to make the big plays, he's not careful enough with the football. So, you know, I do not want to take away his style. I want him to be a little bit smarter, though, and realize that, you know, he doesn't have to make every play here. This isn't the Atlanta Falcons 2003, 2004. There's a lot of weapons here. Go, you know, go get the ball out to Deshaun. Get the ball to LeSean. Get the ball to Macklin and Avant and Smith and Selleck and Harbor, and let those guys make the plays. Just get the ball out of your hands. Live for another play.
Good point there. actually, too, with Felix and Harper. Like, you know, can we get these guys a little bit more action there, you know?
Yeah.
Like, tight end role hasn't really been, I guess, what we've been leaning on, really. It's just more of us trying to get the ball out to the other receivers.
Yeah. So it's exactly that. You want him to be the point guard. He's the distributor of the football. But the added bonus here is that Michael Vick is just a remarkable athlete who makes plays with his legs too. Just don't take hits. Get out of there. And the interesting thing was, Joe, the Giants really didn't blitz him very much. They really didn't blitz him. So it's been disappointing for the offense. I expected more from the offense. Hey, Joe, give me a prediction for Sunday.
Sunday, oh man, let's go 25-18.
25-18. Okay. Thanks, Joe.
Thank you.
Good stuff. Let's take a peek into the auditorium. Andy Reid expected any moment. Let's take a little pan around, Tim. I'd like to see how many media are lined up. Tim? Oh, Tim. Give me a little pan, buddy. He's got to be talking to, where is he? What is he doing over there? Oh, is he asleep? Wish we could turn the camera on him. 215-339-6709. We take your phone calls until Andy Reid is ready as we go in and find out exactly what's going on with Tim. Colin in New York joins us. Hey, Colin.
How you doing, Dave?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm better today than I was a couple of days ago.
Again, a sincere love for all the Eagles fans in New York. I know what you're going through.
I'm originally born and raised in Philadelphia. And I used to hate the Cowboys the most until I moved to New York. And New York had some pretty obnoxious Giants fans. So
sure.
It's hard to be up here this week.
Well, they are a great rival, and they are a tremendous football organization, and they get all the credit. They came down to Philadelphia and knocked off the Eagles, and they deserve the credit. They did a great job. No ifs, ands, or buts. All right, Tim, let me see a little pan here, buddy. There we go. Keep that headphone in there, pal. Not a bad media throng. The Eagles, by the way, as far as I know, the Eagles have the most daily media that covers the team. All right, it's a lot. Let's go up to Christian in Stamford, Connecticut. Hey, Christian.
Hey, it's actually Kishin. It's like a mission with a K.
That's your name? Tishin?
Yeah.
Kishin?
Yeah.
Like kiss, kiss, smooch, smooch?
Yeah, it's K-I-S-H-A-N.
Okay.
Your name.
All right. That's a good one.
All right, so, I'm a true Eagle fan. Yeah, I'm kind of disappointed last game.
Sure.
I was watching it with my buddies in New York. A whole lot of Giants fans out there. I want to talk to you about a lot of things, but, you know, I want to be respectful of your time.
Sure.
There's one question that's always been bothering me. I know we have the dream team, and we lost Akers, who we'll be seeing this weekend. What do you think about having a rookie kicker going into the playoffs? And, you know, obviously, you know, kicker is one of the most important positions, and I just wanted to hear your feedback on that.
Well, the Eagles are not going into the playoffs at this point, so hard to answer the question. I like what I've seen from both Alex Henry and Chaz Henry. I think they both have big legs, and they will both be tremendous kickers. Now, the Eagles have been real smart with Alex Henry. The longest field goal he's kicked is a 38-yarder. They haven't put him in position where, and they haven't been in a position yet, where he's had to make that 47-yard field goal late in the first half. They had a 63-yard attempt in Atlanta, which was just a desperation kick. Until he makes a late game kick and wins a game, I mean, I really can't answer the question. But he does have a lot of talent. His demeanor is really laid back, really calm. I like that. He's going to put a little bit of weight and strength on him on his skinny frame. He's like 6'2", 177.
Right.
And he'll be able to drive it, and he'll be a big leg kicker for a long time. So he's off to it now. But he's clearly not David Akers, who has that track record.
Yeah. I used to be a huge Akers fan.
Yeah, we all were.
I still am. Just not playing for the Eagles. But what you thought about Vince Young? Should he be the backup or should he be after Mike Kafka?
No, Vince Young, when he's healthy, will be the backup quarterback here. The Eagles paid whatever it was, $4 million, $5 million for Vince Young. He's been to the Pro Bowl. He's been to the AFC Championship game. And he is a big-time quarterback who is the number two quarterback here, if he's healthy. And we'll find out today if he's a little bit closer to being healthy.
Mm-hmm. All right, man. All right, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Give me a prediction.
Absolutely. 34-17 Eagles.
Bounce back game for the Eagles. Thanks, Kishan.
All right, dude.
All right, thanks, man. And don't be a stranger. I like that. We like hearing from Stamford, Connecticut, and the beautiful state of Connecticut. It's lovely there. We see a little Vince Young from the preseason. He played really well in this game against the Jets, the fourth preseason game, really well. And then got hurt on that last play of the first half offensively. So I would put Vince Young in there before Mike Kafka. No lack of respect to Kafka, but Vince Young's a different kind of animal, different kind of talent. 215-339-6709. Again, let's take a peek into the auditorium. It's quiet there. No Andy Reid. Where is he? He was a little late last week, too. Now, what they do is they have a walkthrough in the morning. And so that walkthrough begins at around 11 o'clock. And then they come in, do the press stuff, eat their lunch, and then go out and have practice. Let's go to Germany and talk to Mike. Mike, good afternoon, I guess. Good evening.
Hey, how you doing, Dave?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right. I mean, it could be better, but I'm okay.
Well, I assume you're stationed in Germany?
I am stationed in Germany.
All right. Tough game on Sunday, huh? Did you get a chance to watch it?
Well, yeah, I got the Game Pass, and also with AFN, you know, they show all the games, so I never miss an Eagles game.
And how many Eagles fans are over there with you?
Actually, well, say 2 years ago, or not, last year before I came, Chris actually gave me a couple of maybe about 20 T-shirts to pass out to the fans over here.
Okay.
And they're all gone. So.
Oh, good. What you're saying is you need
about a good house size full, about maybe about 7-8 watching a game.
Okay.
Along with one annoying Giants fan.
Well, that annoying Giants fan had the last laugh.
Yeah, he did. He did.
So what do you think this week?
I'm sorry?
What do you think about this week?
I think we'll win. I'm kind of against, I guess, what everybody else is going with. I'm thinking the Eagles bounce back with a huge win. I want to say 44-17.
44-17, okay. I'll take
that. I think a lot of people are either A, counting us out, or just doubting us or whatever. But I think the Eagles really have something to prove, and I think they'll actually come back and actually give the fans a show this time, not just for two quarters.
Yeah, the what I'm waiting for with this team is that, you know, and I Mike, I've said this from the, I thought this team would be so difficult to come from behind against and win, and I still believe that. I just thought with a pressure defense and with the ability to have such big plays, great punt there from Chaz Henry, that it would be really difficult for the Eagles to lose a lead, and here we go. They've lost two leads in 2 weeks. I want the Eagles to come out this week strong, fast, take a lead, and then just pin their ears back and go after Alex Smith. That's what I want to see.
I agree, but there's just a couple of things that just kind of bother me. I'm not the only one who's noticed. It's been, again, spoken about, you know, throughout the week.
Mm-hmm.
Kurt Coleman. Now, granted, oh,
Mike, we have to go. And Mike, I'm sorry, we have to go. Andy Reid at the podium. Thank you so much.
All right, injuries. The guys that will not practice today, Brandon Hughes with a hamstring strain, and he's gonna struggle this week. So to get back, it's really significant there. Jeremy Maclin has a hamstring strain. He went through the walkthrough. He probably won't do much this afternoon, if anything. So, but he's making progress and. We'll just see. We'll take it literally day by day and see how he does. JP has the high ankle sprain, and he is making progress. But not ready to practice. Riley Cooper passed all the concussion tests and met with the independent doctor and so on, and he's going to practice today. Daryl Tapp is going to practice today and in a limited role. We'll just kind of ease him back in, see how he does. And then Michael, likewise, Michael went through the walkthrough, and he'll practice today. He's got quite a little bit of that swelling down, and again, making progress in the right direction. And listen, I've just got to see how he does here. I'm gonna watch him and see how he can function with this thing, and then we'll see, you know, see if he continues to progress and he'll have an opportunity to play. If it doesn't, then you know, we'll go from there. But right now, he is making progress in the right direction here. So we look forward to the challenge of playing the 49ers. We're fairly familiar with their personnel, haven't played them the last 2 years. I think Jim is doing a nice job, Harbaugh is doing a nice job with that football team, and they're doing some different things offensively and some different things defensively. Obviously, they're ranked very high defensively, and very worthy of those rankings. They're playing tremendous defense, and then offensively, Jim's installing his offense, which is he's got a variety of things that he's doing, and the guys are picking it up and doing it well. I think we all know that they have a lot of talent, and Jim's utilizing every one of those guys, from the tight ends to the wide receivers to one of the best running backs in the National Football League. So, and then special teams, very explosive. We've witnessed that before when Ginn was at Miami. He's an explosive player, and we saw it when he's played for the 49ers. So he's a good football player. Time's yours.
Mike, in the swelling being down, is he able to grip the football? I mean, you said on Monday it was one of the main concerns you had about the swelling.
Yeah, he's able to grip the football, yep. Mm-hmm. He was able to go through the walkthrough this morning and take a snap and do that. And I'm not going to tell you it's not tender, and that if he were to, you know, how hard he can squeeze the ball and all that. I mean, it's tender, but he's working through it and just trying to get the range of motion back. Right now, he didn't have the complete range of motion back. So, really, that you can control the football. I mean, that's really what it. What it comes down to. And
now I just need a mic.
Ball handling, you know, obviously is very important, in particular under the center. That's where the problem would be. Shotgun. You can get away with it, you know, but under the center, you got to be able to squeeze. And right now, that's not 100% right now.
All the white batteries.
So we got to see. I don't know how fast it'll come back.
All four of them.
I can't tell you that.
You can factor in that he's had a lot of bumps already. Take that into consideration.
Well, some of those were for different. Some of those were from the gun, actually, and then. People running into him there, so I think not really. The fumbling part, yes, the fumbling of the snap with his hand the way it is, that concerns me, but not the pass stuff.
he's mobile. I mean, he runs, and when you run, you got to be kind of be able to secure it with both. So is that?
Yeah. Well, listen, that's part of it too. So I mean, there's a we're not going to put him out there if he's not safe. So I mean, if he can't function, then in play. And not get hurt, we're not going to put him out there. I mean, it's that simple.
Did he ever look tentative to you?
You know, I didn't think he did. I mean, he ran right off, right away. He had a scramble. I didn't necessarily see that.
And when they had to get him off the field on the field goal, I mean, just a brain cramp? It's natural to wonder, was there any fogginess post-concussion?
Yeah, I didn't see that. I didn't see, he was as sharp as ever. So, I mean, I didn't see any of that.
Take every snap today, and if not, will you mix a young?
We'll see. I'm taking it. Let's just take it one snap at a time and see how he does. I can't make it more simple than that. I mean, it's nothing to fight over. What's that?
Vince is 100% now.
Vince is 100%, yeah.
And you've had a couple of days to look at where your defense is. You planning any personnel changes, lineup changes, giving anybody more playing time, less playing time?
Well, listen, right now we're playing everybody. So, I mean, we've got so many different packages that we're using, and we're going to continue to do that. And so I think you'll see people in different positions. Am I here to tell you where they're going to be? I'm not going to do that. That wouldn't be very smart on my part.
Is there a possibility of injuring the hand further with Vic?
Well, that's what – I mean, you know, we go to an extreme there, making sure those things – that it's right. That's what we're going to do. And so if that's if he's in that kind of a position where we feel like he can't function and play, then we're not going to put him out there to do that. That wouldn't be very smart.
Have you had this situation before with any quarterbacks and their non-throwing hand with Donovan or anyone like that?
Yeah, it happens. There are times where it gets caught between and by their face mask after they throw and gets crushed, or they get crushed up against their chest, or they fall on it, and normally they brace with that hand and carry the ball in their strong hand. So it happens. Normally it happens to your linemen. Your linemen live with that every day, right? So, but the important thing is he gets the swelling out, and he has strength in that hand. That's the important thing. Right now he's not 100%, but he's getting there. He's better than he was yesterday. So
Coleman was benched Sunday. Is Allen now that starter?
Well, we'll see. We're going to just see about, like I said, they're all going to be playing, and all have a chance to play in certain situations. And so, but Nate did some good things, in the game. So I don't want to take anything away from either one. There were some good things.
Andy, David coming back, Akers coming back, doesn't get the headlines of like Donovan or Brian Dawkins. What kind of reception do you think he'll get, and how difficult of a decision was it to go in another direction?
Well, listen, it's tough. Unfortunately, it's part of this game. I've got the highest regards for David Akers. I mean, you're talking about the greatest kicker in Eagle history, really. I mean, I think that's probably a slam dunk. And the guy... he's a great person. He did a tremendous amount in the community. I'm sure he'll be welcomed back with open arms. When you're together for 12 years, like he and I were, then you develop a relationship there. And he and his wife and family in the highest regards.
And you've had some very good spurts running the ball, second half against the Rams, against the Giants between the 20s. Obviously, San Francisco, they're a good run defense. What are you seeing from what they do, and how does that make it difficult for you to?
Well, they're a 34 front, and they've got good players there. They're big, strong guys, and that are agile, and they're very good against the run. So, we'll see. See how it goes.
Andy, with Vince Young 100%.
Vince
he be
is.
Your
Vince 100.
Sorry. Well,
Vince is 100%, yeah.
So would he be your guy if it can't go?
Well, that's something I've got to see how they do this week, and I'll make that decision, as we go. But he's ready to go. To answer your question, he's ready to go. That's a good thing for our football team. We have three quarterbacks that are, that can play, and it's, and we'll just see how it all works out this week. Well, I'm just, I'll look at what I need to look at. I don't think you don't give anything up personnel-wise. That's not the smartest thing. So I'm going to try not to do that, right? Now, we can keep firing the bullets here, but I'd be foolish to give somebody an opportunity to prepare for any certain thing.
I know it's early in the year, but at 1-2, how crucial do you view this game for your team?
Listen, they're all important. I mean, they're all very – every one of them is very important. I can't sit here and tell you that the last three weren't important. I can't do that. Those things, as a player and a coach, you lose in the National Football League, it's a tough thing. I mean, that's not a pleasant deal. So at that moment, those were the most important games. And this one is this week.
At this point in the week, is there any difference between Mike's ability to take a shotgun snap and a direct snap with that impact? And if so, could that impact anything in the game plan?
Yeah, listen, it's easier to take a shotgun snap right now. And we'll just see. The part that the guys asked here, he's got to continue to get strength in that hand.
Given how good your pass rush has been, are you really surprised at all the touchdown passes?
Well, listen, we've got to – he can't give up big plays, right? I mean, that's a simple fact. On the other side of that, you've got to be able to create those from an offensive standpoint. So those are two areas that we need to do better at. And so that's what we're going to work on.
Overall, do you think you've had enough people in position defensively with Mapes to prevent those big goals for you?
Well, in certain situations, listen, in certain situations, there there have been people there. In certain situations, there weren't. But we're going to get that corrected. As a team, coaches and players, we're going to get all that corrected. Both sides of the ball and special teams, we're going to get it corrected.
We've talked a lot throughout the preseason and the season about how much smaller you are in the interior on the O-line, the three middle guys. Is it possible that at the goal line, when you got quicker, athletic, smaller guys in red zone offensively, that it's a liability as opposed to having bigger guys?
I mean, it's a good question, but I don't think that, no. I didn't feel that way during the game. There's some things we can do. Strategically, there's some things we can do. There's some things physically we can do that we didn't get done. So the coaches and we've got to make sure that we're putting our guys in the right position and doing that whole deal, and then we've got to execute. So.
You've run the ball better out of spread formations or more with multiple receivers than you have been when you're just trying to pound it and you go heavier?
Well, we've done both, really. We've had success with both of them. We've been doing a lot of double tight. You saw that the last game, and we ran the ball fairly effectively. And then we've spread people out and done that too. So we've done both of those.
All right, there you go. That is head coach Andy Reid. And the injury news is largely good news. Michael Vick taking part in the walkthrough this morning. He'll practice. How much he practices, they will just evaluate day by day here, minute by minute, play by play. It's going to just be an evaluation of his hand. The swelling is down. So Jeremy Maclin, day-to-day, he did take part in the walkthrough. But practice, we'll see if he does it. Riley Cooper, good to go. So they will not apparently call up from the practice squad Chad Hall. Daryl Tapp on the practice field, no Jaquay Parker. Vince Young is 100%. Sunday marks the return of David Akers to Lincoln Financial Field. Just a great kicker, the best in franchise history, one of the best certainly in NFL history. And tonight we have the Eagles Nightly for you at 7 o'clock. We'll update you on Michael's condition, on these injured players' condition, and on the state of the team as they put that loss to the New York Giants behind them and line up the San Francisco 49ers. Dave Spadaro with you. We will have Michael Vick live from his locker. And we take a look at the locker and the media waiting very patiently, sharing some guffaws as they give Michael Vick about 2 inches of room to meet. That's the great Henry Clay there. All fired up, ready to go. Dave Spadaro with you. How are you doing? You all right? Let's take a little break here. When we come back, Michael Vick live from his locker. If we have to, we will cut away from this promotional moment to get you back to the locker. We're waiting with bated breath to hear from Michael Vick live at his locker here at the NovaCare Complex. Let's take a quick break. When we return, more Eagles live, more of your phone calls, more from the locker room as the Eagles get ready for the San Francisco 49ers.
When times are tough, it can be hard to find that little extra bit of money. That's why you should get the Inquirer. It comes with so many coupons and money-saving deals, savings almost fly out of its pages. Use the Inquirer every day, and those savings really, well, pile up. In fact, last year, the Inquirer carried over $129,000 worth of coupons and special ad offers. That's a heap of money. So get the Inquirer. It could be the difference between getting by and getting going.
McCoy in for the touchdown!
This season's here on your Philadelphia Eagles whenever they go on the road. Global Event Forum, the official Philadelphia Eagles fan travel sponsor, is serving up memorable times for all Eagles away games. We're talking Dolphins, Redskins, Giants, and Cowboys. Perfect for family trips, buddy getaways, bachelor and bachelorette parties. Global Event Forum packages include hotel and game tickets, so let's go Eagles, literally. Book now at globaleventforum.com, globaleventforum.com.
Where do you go to find a super business? You know, the ones who do such a super job, they're backed by the super guarantee. Only Superpages. Wherever you are, wherever you're going, you'll find the super business you need. So next time, let the good guys save the day. Get the super guarantee, only at Superpages. In the book, on your phone, or online.
Turn left. You have arrived.
Sweet belt. E-reader for textbooks. GPS. HD video cam for lectures. Gamepad. Have you ever considered this? It's got all that, and more than 200,000 apps.
Technology to learn and play on the go, only at Verizon. Buy one Droid 3 by Motorola, the thinnest full QWERTY smartphone ever, for $199.99 and get another one free.
Rico is the official document solutions partner of the Philadelphia Eagles. Visit Rico at www.rico-usa.com.
We welcome you back, Dave Spadaro, in our beautiful Xfinity studio here, waiting to hear from Michael Vick. In the meantime, we'll take some phone calls from you, 215-339-6709. If you're just joining us, Michael Vick will practice today. He went through the walkthrough. Jeremy Maclin, not quite there in practice, but went through the walkthrough, making progress. Riley Cooper, good to go. Daryl Tapp will practice. Jaquay Parker, we still wait for him to get back and get healthy. So, pardon me, the injury situation, which on Sunday at times looked, oh my gosh, really bleak. Not so bad today. Dave in Kansas joins us. Hey, Dave.
Hey, Dave. How you doing?
I'm all right, Dave. Ready to go.
I absolutely am. Obviously, the last two games been very disappointed, but we always do good against the Niners. And, you know, we got to, you know, pull the players and coach. I think we can capitalize on this. I just want to give Matt props to our offensive line. I read around a lot that, they've been getting, a lot of negative comments and everything. But what I've been watching, we're great in the rushing game. They're able to get to the second level, mm-hmm. Put on the blocks. They've also, I think they've been doing a great job protecting Vic. Vic obviously holds on to the ball a little too long, doesn't back up after he, throws the passes and certain things. But if you look at the last two games, I think, two games ago, there were zero sacks against him. I'm not sure how many sacks there was against him this time around.
He had one sack maybe against the Giants? Maybe not.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So I think what Howard Mudd has been able to do with this line, as in, three new starters and moving people around, I think he's done an incredible job with the O-line.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, pretty good. Now, I will tell you this, that you got to play to their strengths, and maybe that strength is not when you've got a tight formation – the defense are just coming and just blasting the A and B gaps. Maybe you run it to the outside or don't run it or don't hand off to Owen Schmidt. I mean, whatever. But it didn't work for the Eagles in a couple of key short yardage situations on Sunday against the Giants, and that's got to get better. That's got to get better.
Absolutely. And it's like I saw on a poll on the site today. one of the answers was to spread, you know, spread it a little bit across the, you know, in the red zone there in goal line situations. And I agree with that. You know, it's like we have a lot of key players. We got, you know, Avant who can run that quick slant. We can, you know, DeSean Jackson who can just, you know, obviously lay there in the flat and be able to put it in, and McCoy who can bounce it to the outside. And I really think we need to spread the ball a little bit further on the edges and even use, you know, the good old bootlegs from Michael Vick and get in the end zone. I haven't seen that all year.
Yeah, it's weird. 9 touchdowns he had rushing last year, 0 this year. That is a big, big difference. And the Eagles also not throwing the ball into the end zone success yet. And that will come. So
I think that would definitely get the Eagles a touchdown if they do what they do with Michael Vick and run a bootleg on him where the, you know, the people have to come up and you know, get against him, and, you know, someone can slide out behind and they just dip off for a quick touchdown.
It's all based on formations and what the defense is showing. And okay, so hey, give me a quick prediction, Dave. I think Michael Vick's about ready to meet the media here.
All right. I'm gonna say 30-17.
All right. Thanks so much, Dave.
Yep, no problem. That's Dave in
Kansas. Let's take a look in the Eagles locker room here and just give you a scene. This is live, and just I wish Frank can't hear me, but it would be cool to pan around and see. That is obviously not Michael Vick there, but he does have this the look on his face that there's a great anticipation that Michael Vick is coming. Either that or 6ABC's Jamie Apodi told him something funny. All right, let's get off of that. Then we might see something we don't want to see. Let's take another phone call here. 215-339-6709 is the telephone number. Michael Vick will be along in just a moment here, and we will have that live for you from the locker room. This is breaking technology, people. This is live remote cameras. And we're going to keep doing it right until we do something wrong, which, knowing our history here, we will potentially do something wrong. Let's take a peek. All right. Let's see here. Wait a minute. Oh, okay. Wow. Apparently there was a little scuffle in the media room. Cliff in Glendale, Arizona. Hey, Cliff. Cliff? Hello,
hey,
Cliff.
Hey, how you doing today, Dave?
Good. How are you, Cliff?
Good, good.
That's beautiful news.
Hey, I'm thinking that the Eagles are going to come out with a very, very strong combination running, passing, attack. I see them probably scoring 31 points, maybe 31-14.
Okay.
With the goal line, red zone. Again, yeah, I've been an Eagles fan for years, all the way back to the Jaworski days.
Yeah.
And I still see them having a great year this year, but I think they need to maybe bring back the Wildcat, spread it out, a lot of what some of the other callers have been saying, but I think they don't have as stout an offensive line. They need to get a little more creative. What do you think?
Yeah, it's hard to disagree. When it doesn't work for you on 4 shots from the 2-yard line, and it's not the first time in the red zone that it hasn't worked for you, you are forced as a coach to make adjustments. You are forced as a coach to figure out a way to make it work. So, yeah, whether it's formations, play calls, and certainly, listen, the player's execution is critical too. I'm with you, Cliff. The Eagles have enough weapons. They should be scoring touchdowns in the red zone.
It's almost like if they throw down to the 5-yard line, I'm talking to my screen going, oh, no, because, you know, they're in that, you know,
and I think
dreaded
that's
area where they try to stack it and you know, they don't seem to get creative year after year. I mean, I know I'm not a coach, and the coaching staff has a great track record, but just over the years, this seems to always come up as a problem sometime during the season.
You know, I'll tell you, Cliff, I like the fact that the Eagles are running the football more than they've run the football in the past. I like that. And I like the fact that they're running the football in the red zone and in goal-to-go situations. I like that. But you got to be successful doing it. And I think we all recognize, and we've been saying this for years, that to score a lot of points in the league, you've got to be proficient in the passing game. You've got to have an explosive passing game. And the Eagles have not been as explosive in 3 games as I expected them to be. It seems like teams are playing that too deep on them and giving them the underneath to a degree, and then buckling down in the red zone. And that's, and if you hold the Eagles to field goals, you're going to beat them. You're going to beat any team. And I mean, you look at it.
I'd like to see that kid Lewis get a couple of chances, too. I think he's pretty dynamic.
I've seen him in the preseason. I absolutely agree with you. I think Deion Lewis has tremendous skills as a running back. And in spot situations, can be very effective. I do. So, but we'll find out if hey, Cliff, you say 31-14 on Sunday. I will take it. Believe me. I will take it. Thanks for the call. As we see a little highlights from the Atlanta game with the Eagles, again, moving the ball up and down the field. No problems there. We're waiting for Michael Vick live from his locker. He has been cleared to practice today. He went through the walkthrough. The swelling in the right hand is down. Eagles' injury situation is not as bad as we suspected it might be after Sunday's loss. Jeremy Maclin making good progress with his hamstring injury. Probably say he'll be questionable for this week. Eagles have – here's Michael Vick. Let's go to Michael Vick live in the locker room right now.
If anything's missing, we had nothing to do with it.
Oh, man. I got a lot of people to blame.
How's your hand feeling?
You know, it's a little sore, but, you know, just got to do what I got to do right now, and that's – you know, try to get back on the field as fast as I can.
Have you thoroughly tested, like, from the impact of the snap, just to see how much sharp pain there is?
Yeah, I've tested in the walkthrough, and it's pretty painful. But, you know, like I said, I got to do what I got to do, and I got to get out there and support my teammates and you know, just try to get our next win.
What would you say your chances are playing on Sunday?
Chances are high. I'm playing this week regardless of what. You know, even if it was broke, I think I would have probably padded it up and went back out there. You know, you got to take precaution, but, you know, this is what I love to do. Oh, man.
I have work to do right now.
You definitely have some personality in this locker room, I tell you that.
You got to say that over again. Okay, can you say that entire thing over again?
You got to take it from the top. What was your question?
The question was, how sure are you that you'll be able to play on Sunday? What are your chances?
I think it's 100% chance that I'll be out on the field this week. And like I said, I just want to be there for my teammates, to hold myself accountable for my responsibilities and what I have to do as a quarterback. So, you know, regardless of what I have to go through, I just want to be there.
Michael, as far as the pain, how is it compared to Sunday?
You know, it's getting better because I'm getting treatment, but it's still painful and sore in different areas. But, you know, hopefully, you know, a guy from my Eagle can come in and put the padding up there and make it easier to bear with the pain. And, you know, I'm pretty sure he'll do that.
What's going to be the biggest obstacle for you to play with this injury?
I think just blocking it out. You know, like my offensive coordinator, Marty Morningwick, always tell me, it's all in your mind. And you try to take that type of approach, and you know, hopefully it'll work, and I think it will. Just, you know, just try to go out there and not think about it and just play, and that's all I can do.
You said you're going to be 100% going to play, but even if you thought the injury would be a detriment, just so much of a detriment that it would affect the team.
Now if I'm going to be out there and can't help the team, and I'm going to hurt the team more than I can help it, then I definitely you know, step back and let another guy who go in there who's 100%. Now, I'm not that selfish, and I care more about this football team winning the game and having a better chance of winning than me just finishing the game, even though that's the goal and that's what I want to do. You know, it's just tough when you have the type of injuries that I've had the last 2 weeks, and couldn't be out there to finish the game with my team, and that hurts me more than anything. But, you know, I think it's all God, part of God's plan, and just got to, you know, keep believing.
Matt, why are you having fumbles?
Big first step, though, for, you know, being able to play Sunday, the fact that you could practice today, 2 days ago, we didn't even know.
Do I think it's a big step?
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, I think it's all in your mind, you know, like I just said a second ago, and, you know, just got to learn to block some things out and just, you know, try to, like I said, get out there and just hold myself accountable for what I can do and how I can help this football team. So not knowing 2 days ago if I could even take a snap, and still don't know right now, but you know, if I just got to go out and deal with
it. You have some fumbles this season. What is this going to
be? How many I've had?
About seven. You haven't lost that many, but what do you worry about that with the hand at all? And can you do anything?
You know, I was thinking in my meeting today that the most important thing this week is going to be to protect the ball. And the good thing is, you know, I don't run with the ball in my right hand, and I'm predominantly left-handed when I'm running the ball. So just got to take care of the football. And, you know, even if I have, you know, two hands that are 100%, still can't turn the ball over. So, you know, it's just things that I got to mentally prepare for, and I think I'm strong enough to do that. And, you know, just to go out there and just be mentally conscious of everything that's going on around me.
You have one of those hyperbaric chambers in your home. How does that help in the healing process?
Oh, man, I tell you what, that investment is probably the best investment that I've had in a long time as far as having that chamber. And that's the reason I've been able to make the progress that I've been able to make over the last 2 days. And, you know, allows you to get good rest, and it does what it does. And, you know, I'm a quick heel anyway. So, you know, just want to stay on the right track and keep doing what I need to do.
What's going to be the biggest challenge? Squeezing the ball?
No, facing the 49ers is going to be the biggest challenge. I tell you that they're a good team defensively. They do a lot of good things, and have some great players in Patrick Willis and a lot of other guys in the back end. And they just play they play hard, play good football. So we have to bring our A game.
Do you see a scenario that you might not start Sunday?
Is it a scenario?
Unless
I can just take a snap. Other than that, I think with each and every day, you know, I should get better. You know, the guys in the treatment room and in the training room, Rick and, you know, Baduzzi and those guys that do a great job and knowing what to do and how to attack, you know, every problem. And swelling has went down tremendously. Every day is something different exercises. So it's getting a lot better. No, I never had an injury like this before. It's the first time.
Michael, as you step back, and it's 2 weeks and two injuries, can you talk about the frustration of going through that?
It's frustrating, man, not being able to complete a football game. And, you know, not being able to be out there with my team in times of need. And, you know, like I heard Tony Romo say the other day, 16 days when you're required for this job, and those are days that you want to be out there. And, you know, like I said, just not to be out there, it was tough the last 2 weeks. And, you know, I'm going to just do everything in my power to make sure I can finish each and every game for the next 13 games. And I think that starts with me continuing to lift weights the way I do and just taking care of my body and making sure I take my vitamins.
Mike, even though you backed away from those comments about the officiating, do you think the officials are going to be looking now at you in terms of, you know, of how you're hitting the pocket and all that for now?
Once again, I want to apologize for what I said. I think I was more frustrated because, you know, I got hit late and I hurt my hand on that play. And I couldn't finish the game because of that. So that was one of the reasons I was frustrated and, you know, kind of acted out of character, but, you know, still said some things that I wanted to get off my chest. And, you know, like I said, I apologize, and that won't be a concern for me. I have to go out and play football, and the officials just have to do their job. And it's something I just want to move on from. But, you know, I don't want any special attention. The only thing I want to do is go out and play my game. And if the refs feel like it's a need to make a call, then they can make it. If not, then I won't say anything about it. Just control what I control, and that's the most important thing.
Did you see the New York Post paper with you in a bib?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my kids was killing me about that, man. That was a good one. But, you know, I guess when you sit on the podium and you make excuses like that, then you're going to be labeled a crybaby, so maybe I did deserve it.
Cute picture.
All right. Great stuff there from Michael Vick. And we brought it to you live from his locker room, from the locker room. Michael Vick says there is 100% chance that he will play Sunday against the San Francisco 49ers. So he went through the walkthrough today. He'll go out and practice. We'll see how it fits. There is pain clearly still in the hand. And a lot of spirit in that Eagles locker room. A lot of spirit. A lot of media jostling going on. Players enjoy that stuff. So the injury situation, not bad. Vic is going to practice. Riley Cooper will practice. Daryl Tapp will practice. Jeremy Maclin still day-to-day. But the progress is being made with the hamstring. Jaquay Parker still out of practice with that high ankle sprain. So Vince Young, ready to go. Let's get things going here with this football team. Dave Spadaro with you. It's Eagles Live, live from the NovaCare Complex. You can't get this coverage anywhere else. We're going to take a little break right now. When we return, more from the locker room and an examination from the NFL Network. They wonder about Michael Vick in the pocket, out of the pocket. Is he getting hit too much? We'll have that immediately on the other side of this break. The NFL Network guys talking about Vick and the punishment that he's taking. More predictions from you as well on this Eagles Wednesday, live from the NovaCare Complex.
Another good thing about GEICO is they've got, like, real live people working there 24/7. So, like, say you need to report a claim, right? A real person will be there to help you. Then you can use GEICO.com to view photos of the damage, track your claim, print an estimate. You want an English muffin? They literally hand you a toasted muffin with butter and jam. Oh, tasty. That's a complete dramatisation, of course, but you get my point.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You can say that I like things fast. Not because my supercar shoots the flames, but because I have Xfinity Internet. With all the laptops, smartphones, and tablets, I need more speed than ever.
Call now for a great offer on Xfinity Internet.
Many people stop exercising because it makes them cough, wheeze, or feel tightness in their chest. Are you one of them? It may be exercise-induced bronchospasm, or EIB. These symptoms are preventable with treatment. Go to EIBandMe.com to learn more and get back to being active.
Join us every night at 7 o'clock for 30 minutes of the latest Eagles news, notes, and anecdotes right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We call it Eagles Nightly, Monday through Friday at 7 o'clock.
Where do you go to find a super business? You know, the ones who do such a super job, they're backed by the super guarantee. Only Super Pages. Wherever you are, wherever you're going, you'll find the super business you need. So next time, let the good guys save the day. Get the super guarantee. Only at Super Pages. Online, on your phone, or in the book. Look for your Super Pages being delivered now.
She's even more beautiful now. Are you me? Quite a while from now. So, how'd I do? You did great. But don't forget about us. We still need financial advice. We have to protect and grow our money. You never know what's around the corner, Grandpa.
Confidently face your future with Lincoln Financial.
Want the latest Eagles news as the story breaks? Then follow us at Eagles Insider on Twitter. You'll not only get breaking news, but pictures, inside information, and prize giveaways. So make sure to go to twitter.com/Eagles Insider and follow the leaders of Eagles news.
Well, obviously, it's a bruised hand and not a broken hand, which is good news for all Eagles fans and all fans that like to watch the National Football League. And, Brian, you and I talked about this before the show. The way the situation was handled yesterday, post-game, putting Mike in front of the microphone and having him address some of the issues that were bothering him, obviously frustrated. It's good to see him come out today and kind of retract some of the things that he said.
Yeah, kudos to Mike for doing that, because when I saw the interview afterwards, it didn't come off well. It sounded like he was whining when he's complaining. I know that's not what he wanted to do. And his point was legitimate. That should have been a flagged play. In that situation, obviously, you'd love to have some people maybe counsel him before he gets up to the mic, knowing that there's some frustration. Better yet, that's where Andy Reid, maybe one of the offensive linemen, somebody else needs to be the champion of that cause. Get that word out there. You know what? We don't think our quarterback's being protected the way he should be. You don't want the quarterback doing that. I give him great credit for coming back with a little bit of damage control and saying, you know what, let's move on from it. I didn't mean to bring it up.
Well, first of all, I didn't think it was terrible what he said and how he said it. I just didn't like him being put in the position right to have to defend himself, because I feel like the message was a little bit towards the league in terms of protecting me, a little bit towards the coaches in terms of, hey, devise some things to help me stay safe in the pocket, and a little bit towards the guys protecting him, which is, hey, every time I throw the ball, I'm on my back. And so it made it look like he was complaining. He was just frustrated. I agree with you, okay? I think they need to protect him better. Right. I think that hit, by the definition of the rules as they are supposed to be enforced right now, should have been a flag. The problem is, from crew to crew, it's wildly inconsistent in how we're calling this. And I think there's a feeling out period that we got to get through.
Well, and I think with the quarterback himself, when you're an out-of-the-pocket passer, whether it's he, whether it's Roethlisberger, whether it's a Josh Freeman, it's human nature to say, well, look, they're out there on their own a little bit, exposing themselves, so you might interpret it a little bit differently. You shouldn't, and the officials will say they don't, but I think they do look at it differently. You can't tell me they're going to call it exactly the same. They're supposed to with a rookie the way they do with a Tom Brady or a Peyton Manning. The difficulty now is, what does Andy Reid do? He's got, again, he's in another week with another injury. What's the state of my quarterback? How many reps am I going to get my backup? How much can Michael Vick actually do? And I worry about, Jim, the cumulative effect. We worry about Mike Vick, 16 games. Can he get all 16 games? We've had the head injury. Now we've got the hand injury. The cumulative effect is going to worry me if I'm Andy Reid.
Well, I think it is a worry. And anytime you've got a guy like Mike that, you know, throws his body around the way that he does because he's so passionate about making plays for his football team, it's going to call into question his durability. Mike's a tough guy. Okay, he can take a lot of beatings. I'm not sure how much he can take, but he can take a lot. I'd be surprised if he doesn't play this week. I'd be surprised if he doesn't take all the reps this week in practice. But I do agree with you. You know, I worry about his health. As tough as he is, I worry about his health because I think he's good for the league. I know he's good for the Eagles. I know the fans love to watch him play. He's a magnetic force in this league, and we need him playing on Sundays.
Are you?
Yeah, in about 15 years.
I just want to commend you for sitting in coach.
Why? Well, you're saving, but you still need some financial advice. We need a plan to help protect and grow our money throughout our life.
Retirement isn't the finish line.
Where are you going?
Back to first class. We can afford it now.
Confidently face your future with Lincoln Financial.
Sweet belt. E-reader for textbooks. GPS. HD video cam for lectures. Gamepad. Have you ever considered this? It's got all that and more than 200,000 apps.
Technology to learn and play on the go. Only at Verizon. Buy one Droid 3 by Motorola, the thinnest full QWERTY smartphone ever, for $199.99 and get another one free.
40 years. 14,610 days. 1.2 billion seconds of Gatorade science, passion, and evolution. All for the 1 second you needed. The G-Series. Prime. Perform. Recover.
When times are tough, it can be hard to find that little extra bit of money. That's why you should get the Inquirer. It comes with so many coupons and money-saving deals, savings almost fly out of its pages. Use the Inquirer every day, and those savings really, well, pile up. In fact, last year, the Inquirer carried over $129,000 worth of coupons and special ad offers. That's a heap of money. So get the Inquirer. It could be the difference between getting by and getting going.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, better banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, online banking with bill pay, and the flexible options you need to help make the pieces of your life or your business fit together a little better. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call better banking.
Yes. We're back. Dave Spadaro with you. Let's take a look in the locker room here. The Eagles, Brian Roll apparently is being promoted to the starting weak side linebacker position. Let's hear what he has to say.
Yeah, I will be, in case he'll be rolling in there as well. With
okay, so not all three downs, but majority of
them. I mean, maybe all three downs and maybe some series they'll put Casey in. I'm not sure how they'll go about it. All I'm doing is just controlling what I can control, really.
When you got here, you know, a little draft round pick, what did you expect coming in? Did you feel like maybe, you know, this was going to happen as soon as it did?
I mean, I expected to play here. You know, you don't come in with the mindset, well, I'm just going to be here as long as they want me here. You come in with high expectations. That's what type of guy I am and playing at Ohio State. That's what you expect. And getting here, you know, this being this early, I remember telling my agent, he was like, well, three games in.
All right, so sometimes the – you have me up? Sometimes the technology does not work. So he is apparently starting at weak side linebacker with KC working in as well. So changes are coming from the Eagles defense. Dave Spadaro with you, 215-339-6709 is the telephone number. We heard from Michael Vick live. We heard from Brian Roll briefly there. We want to hear from you. Taking predictions, Eagles and the 49ers on Sunday. 1 o'clock kickoff. It's also the kickoff of the Eagles and the Breast Cancer Awareness Campaign in conjunction with Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals. Once again, the Eagles leading the way in breast cancer awareness and prevention. So let's all take part in that as well. Let's go to Toby in Charlotte. Toby, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing, Dave?
I'm good, thanks. Welcome to the show.
Thanks. Listen, I have a question for you. My question is, do you think that the Eagles' new zone blocking scheme is conducive to McCoy's style of running?
Yeah. He leads the NFC in rushing.
Yeah. I've been really impressed by that this year, and my question is, we seem to run the ball between the 20s so well, but we get down into the red zone and we're not able to push the ball in. And what do you think about using Ronnie Brown more?
Yeah, we talked about that. I would like to see him in short yardage situations, north to south. Mm-hmm. Not a huge fan of running him on stretch plays. But yeah, I'd like to see him more in short yardage and goal line. That's what we thought he was here for.
Yeah, in the preseason, he seemed to do really well in the red zone, going just north-south. Mm-hmm. And I would like to see the Eagles use him more that way.
Yeah, agreed.
Go ahead.
I agree with you.
I had one other question for you. When do you guys do your spud cam on Sunday?
Well, usually before, you know, it's different. I walk around with my spud cam, so whenever something strikes me, I pull it out and shoot. So, but usually I walk around starting an hour and a half before the game, and then after the game if I'm on the field. Depends on what I'm doing. You know, this week, for example, we had some live hits from the field, the Lincoln Financial Field pregame, so I didn't really get a chance to use it as much as I'd like. But, yeah, you know, are you angling to be on Spud Cam?
Well, actually, I'm going to be bringing my daughter up for her first Eagles game this Sunday.
Okay, where are you going to be?
Well, our tickets are up and back, but we're going to try to get in early and see warm-ups and all that, so.
Okay. I will look for you.
All right, sounds good.
All right, very nice. Yeah.
You have a great afternoon.
You too, my man.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, Toby. Enjoy. Hey, Toby.
What?
Give me a prediction.
Eagles 28, San Francisco 17.
28-17. Okay. Thank you so much, Toby.
All right, thanks.
You got it.
Bye.
Dave Spadaro with you. We're here at the NovaCare Complex. It's been a busy, busy day. Michael Vick practicing. Spoke to the media. There's some pain. He said 100% I'm playing this weekend. We'll see. And Jeremy Maclin day-to-day, Jaquay Parker, no. Riley Cooper, yes. Daryl Tapp, yes, all practicing today. Vince Young, 100%. So he would be your number two quarterback should Vic not play. And, yeah, Michael Vick says he's in. tonight, Eagles Nightly, 7 o'clock. It will wrap it all up here because there's so much happening today. Let's go to Kansas City and talk to Myron. Hey, Myron.
Hey, Dave. Long time no hear from, bro. How you doing?
Indeed. How are you, my friend?
Oh, I'm good, man. Good. I'm good. I'm here at work and listening to the broadcast on my laptop.
There we go.
But first things first, I am so tired of just the garbage that we're getting put out by the media.
I agree.
Starting with Skip Bayless. He I used to respect him as a journalist and as somebody who had knowledge, but he's an idiot. You know, I've just come to that conclusion that he does not like the Eagles. He always has something smart to say about Andy Reid, who only maybe behind Belichick or with Belichick is one of the greatest to ever do it for one organization for such a length of period of time. He doesn't like Michael. He says he likes Donovan, but he's just critical, and it always comes back to this organization, and I'm really just tired of it, really, and for that, you know, it's just god awful ridiculous, and the rest of the teams in the NFL, they are scared to death of Philadelphia, even though we've lost a couple of games, but they are. Because of the simple reason that if they ever start clicking and gelling, it's a wrap. It's really over with, and everybody knows that.
Well, hey, you know, it's Skip Bayless, he's there to cause a reaction. Apparently, Myron, he's done a very good job.
Yeah, I give him that. But at least be honest about it. You know, at least, you know, even the people who do are like Howard Eskin, who does all of our, you know, our home things, and Merrill Reese. At least they do keep it real. You know what I'm saying? They don't just overstay how good we are when they know that we're not playing that well. You know, they're really true to their craft as opposed to just being silly. You know.
Well, I think that you're asking a lot. You know.
Mm-hmm.
I think you just have a good perspective on what the media are trying to bring to you,
right?
And understand that everybody has an agenda. I'm here to talk Eagles and give you my perspective from the Eagles' perspective.
And I get that, Dave. You know, and you passionate. You get upset. You get PO just like I do.
Yeah.
You know, my new wife, she doesn't watch the games with me, even though we're off in Philadelphia. She will not, because she knows I break lamps and I cuss and I act a fool. But who doesn't? You know, a true Eagles fan. You don't. But even. You know, with other people, if we play badly, I say we play badly. You know, but the thing about it is that we got a squad, man. We are deep at every position. I think you said it best. It was going to take a minute for everybody to gel together. You know, it was going to take a minute for, you know, for things to come together. And you said it wasn't going to happen as fast as we probably would have expected or liked. And even with us playing as badly as we are, we're losing the games. We're not getting beaten.
Yeah,
you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know. I agree.
We should realistically be 3-0, except for maybe. I would honestly say we only got outplayed really was Sunday with the Giants. I say we got outplayed for the simple reason we had mental mistakes. You know, the jumping off sides on the 4th-and-1 on the field goal. You know, just things that are not really indicative as to whom the Eagles are. You know what I'm saying?
I'm with you. But I don't get into the whole we beat ourselves or we, you know, the Eagles lost two games. They had fourth quarter leads. You are what you are. I don't want to keep saying this is a great team because their Eagles are 1-2 right now.
Okay, I feel that.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, we didn't get beat, and physically we didn't get overmatched, and nobody's taken it to this football team. But the Eagles are 1-2.
Right.
So how good is the football team?
Well, I think on paper we're only comparative by the 2004 squad, but although we did start off 7-1. But I don't think that
Well, that team was together the whole they were.
You're right. You're absolutely right. They had an off season together. They didn't have to go through the lockout or none of any of the other things that, you know, and they've been playing together for quite a while. But I would have to say potential, we're about as deep as it gets, but that's all it is potential if we don't, you know, put it together on the field.
Yeah. I'm with you.
You know,
I'm with you.
It's great to talk
with all of that being said,
and all that good stuff. And you know, it's all good. We're gonna be fine. I think we can get to 4-3 or 4-2 by the bye.
Give me a prediction.
Believe that I think it's a good team though, Dave. Really,
I do too. But you got to go out and win football games. It's not a good team if you're not winning football games.
You're right. You're right.
Give me a prediction, Myron.
Oh, I think we bounce back. I think as good as Frisco's defense is, I think they're kind of like us. They like to over-pursue at times, this, that, and the other. I think we get down through there, man. I'm going 28-10.
28-10. Okay. All right, very good. Let's hope so. I'll take that. I will take 28-10. That sounds like a complete victory to me, Myron.
This sounds good, though, Big Dave.
All right, hey, good for hearing from you again.
All right, bro. Talk to you soon.
All right, you got it. Thank you. Dave Spitter with you. We take a look at the Niners there a little bit. Good football team coming in here. All right, let's get off the field just a little bit and talk about one of the best players on this team, Trent Cole. And he is a passionate hunter and fisherman and great outdoorsman. The NFL did a terrific piece on Cole, blending the football and his off-the-field passion. Let's take a look.
Hey, want to hear a fish story? Let me tell you a tale about a whale of a player.
Let's go to work. Excuse me, I gotta go to work.
Meet my main mackerel, Trent Cole.
Hey, how y'all doing? How y'all doing? How y'all doing?
The hardest working player in football.
Water. He is fiery. Intercepted, Michael. Turns the corner. They got the drone and Warner.
Off the field, Trent spends his time looking for yours truly and a little peace of mind.
The day after the game, this is the place I come here to fish, and it's quiet. You know, nobody's bothering you. You can think things over. I grew up doing it since I'm in fourth grade. It's like therapy.
Therapy is what some people think Trent needs.
I'm crazy, dog.
Trent is legitimately nuts.
I'm out of my head right now.
He's out of his mind, yeah.
I'm hot, dog. I'm hot, man. You're
crazy. I don't know about hot.
Yeah.
It's fun to watch him.
Adelaide.
He's a unique character.
He doesn't care what you do to him.
Woo! Good job, man. Good job.
He's going to continue to go 100 miles per hour every play.
You see, clean my car. I got smoke.
The coaching field, you talk about motors. You take your greatest motor that's ever been made. That's what Trent is.
Oh, yeah. You coming my way? Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
He has one speed, and that's 110 miles an hour. And he gives it everything, every play. He's the only player that's come to me and in tears told me, don't ever pull me out of the game.
Trent Cole, just a beast coming off the edge.
Nobody works harder. Nobody loves the game more. He's a little bit like a ninja warrior. Everything's coming at you at one time. A leg, a arm, whatever it might be, it's flying at you.
Since he became a starter in 2006, only DeMarcus Ware and Jared Allen have more sacks than Trent.
Against the pass, run, it doesn't matter. He gives you an honest down every down. He chases the ball down the field if it goes down the field. He does everything that he's supposed to do. And then a little bit more. You love him. You love the way he plays the game.
Truth be told, this wild man loves tracking down wildlife even more than ball carriers.
Ooh, ooh.
I see people get hooked on drugs. Well, I'm hooked on outdoors.
That's his whole life. He loves to hunt and fish, and he's got his own outdoorsman show.
I'm back in the blind. Disaster. Incredible win last night against the New York Lady Giants.
Trent's the type of guy, he'll get up like 3 o'clock in the morning and go hunting before he goes to practice.
I hear hunting on Christmas Eve, and we got it done because we put that blitz on, son.
He reminds me a little bit of the black Ted Nugent. If you know anything about Ted Nugent, he was in a band, and he loves hunting.
I grew up watching Ted Nugent's outdoor show when I was younger, man. And nah, I'm not the black Ted Nugent, but that pose when I do the bow pose. That celebration is a salute to all my outdoorsmen. You know, I salute them all. It's like a good luck sign, you know.
Hey, Trent, I need a sack from you. I'm hunting. I'm hunting. I got a license.
If you talk to a lot of people that know Trent, they'll tell you he's kind of an idiot. But Trent, I think, is one of the smarter people football-wise.
Somebody want to fight you, you just keep walking. You walk away from them. They hate it.
You talk about underrated players.
Cole!
This guy is so underrated.
Last time we played, I disrespect you, and I apologize. You're a hell of a player.
With age and experience, he's gotten better. He knows all the tricks.
Oh,
there's a penalty flag, and this could be against the Chiefs for holding.
Hey, I got it good. I faked it. That wasn't no penalty, man.
Yeah, that was great acting, by the way.
Oh, you saw that? You like the acting? That was good, wasn't it? Hey, girls, hey, Grammy, go to me. Oh, hey, Grammy.
Trent sure ain't gonna get no award for catching fish.
It's not over yet. Patience. Patience. I hate to fail, you know, and I can't stand to fail. I'm coming, you know, and I'm not gonna stop. I'm relentless.
The head voice runs cold.
There's times where I feel like, you know, I can't be stopped. That's the confidence I wanna have every game.
The football comes close. The Eagles are after it. Trent Cole was in there.
For some reason, I just don't get tired until my job's done.
Here comes the
I'm going until I can't go no more.
And it is intercepted. And running in for the touchdown is Trent Cole. Trent Cole locked up the win.
How about locking up a fish, Mr. Bassmaster?
We got to be catching fish, man. We can't be out here feeding these suckers. Is he winning or not? Here you go. There you go. There you go. Look at that. There you go. Big one. It's a good about 2-3 pound fish right there, man. Yeah, that was a largemouth bass I caught. That's how you caught a good one right there. Look at that, man. That's my life. You know, I play football and I fish. And I'm very passionate about it. I can't explain it, you know? It's just something I wish everybody could experience.
Oh, sure. Let them go for the cameras. Left me hanging. Jeez.
Another good thing about GEICO is they've got, like, real live people working there 24/7. So, like, say you need to report a claim, right? A real person will be there to help you. Then you can use geico.com to view photos of the damage, track your claim, print an estimate. You want an English muffin? They literally hand you a toasted muffin with butter and jam. Oh, it's tasty. That's a complete dramatisation, of course, but you get my point.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Guys, healthy green tea, tasty black tea, real sugar. That's what makes Snapple extraordinary. Not this.
Healthy green tea, tasty black tea, real sugar.
What'd he say?
No idea.
Snapple. Made from the best stuff on earth.
Beaky, I've been wondering.
Yes, sweet.
How can you eat ice cream every day and still fly?
Simple, it's not ice cream.
Sweet, sweet. What?
It's frozen yogurt from Turkey Hill Dairy. It's enriched with calcium and vitamin D for stronger wings. Try some.
Mmm, it's delicious. I'm going to get some for myself. Gotta fly.
Turkey Hill Dairy's frozen yogurt and light recipe ice cream. Enriched, timeless goodness imported from Lancaster County.
Hey Eagles fans, this is Mike Vick, and you're watching PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Want the latest Eagles news as the story breaks? Then follow us at Eagles Insider on Twitter. You'll not only get breaking news, but pictures, inside information, and prize giveaways. So make sure to go to twitter.com/Eagles Insider and follow the leaders of Eagles news.
We are back. Dave Spadaro with you. Give you an update here. Michael Vick, 100% chance he will play, he says, in Sunday's game against the 49ers. Also, some defensive changes coming. Nate Allen and Brian Roll to start. That looks like it's going to happen. So, let's see. Vince Young, 100%. You see the injuries. Looking pretty good here. Good stuff. 215-339-6709. Pierre in California joins us. Hey, Pierre.
How you doing, Dave?
Oh, I'm doing fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm getting better.
Yeah.
One thing I have to tell you, overconfidence. I think with the Giants, with all those injuries, I was overconfident. I'm sure they were overconfident, and they slapped us in the face again. So.
Yeah, I was hoping that a team that had this many veterans that had been through this kind of situation before wouldn't be overconfident.
I know, but that's what it looked like to me. I mean, all these injuries, it's crazy, you know? I mean, we got to... Anyway,
yeah.
The other thing is Michael Vick stays in the game. Those two games, we have the game. That's all there is to it.
I don't disagree with that either, Pierre.
You know, it's... But we will bounce back.
Mm-hmm.
We're a great team, and I have
not now. We're
the
not.
Highest confidence in Andy Reid. I mean, you know, the way he's been speaking, it sounds like he's pissed.
He should be. And Pierre, to call the Eagles a great team right now, I mean, come on, they're 1-2. Let's let this team earn labels. All right, let's hope they go out and play with desperation and urgency, because I don't want to hear that they're a great team. I mean, I love the team. I think it could be a very, right. very good team. Could be a great team, but they're 1-2. Let them go out right. and earn it.
So. Well, you know what? I'm a confident guy. That's why I talk about my ego.
Yeah, and I'm a hope. I hear you, and I'm a hopeful guy, and I know we're all hopeful that they become a great team. But right now, they're not a great team. They're one and two team.
The difference between us and the Cowboys is the Cowboys had two late drives, and they won the game,
yeah.
you know, and we stunk.
Yeah.
But, like I said, we were a little overconfident with everybody's talking about how much injuries we got. But winning will bring us back, and I think this week will start a new beginning, hopefully.
Give me a prediction, Pierre.
I want to say... 27-6 Eagles.
Sounds good to me. Pierre, thanks, and love your optimism, and I'm with you. I just don't want to put labels on this team. It's too early to put labels on this team. Okay?
That's well, you hear from me. We'll be back. Don't worry.
Listen, I hope every week we talk about it here, and things get better. Thank you so much for the call, Pierre. Let's go into the locker room now and hear from Nate Allen, who says he will be starting in place of Kurt Coleman this weekend.
All of a sudden, you might get just thrown into the fire like that. You have to be ready.
It's just, you know, that's part of being a professional. You know, you got to get ready, and, you know, I'm looking to have a good week of practice and just focusing in on San Francisco.
Mm-hmm. But you didn't, you know, it's part of being ready, but when you started right away last year, you never, and then I'm sure you started for many years in college.
Right.
It's kind of a new, did it take like a little bit of an adjustment for you
mentally? Not necessarily, you know, because, I mean, I was, you know, playing special teams and working in practice. And, you know, you're always just one play away, you know, from having to go in and play. So, you know, I just tried to stay as focused as I could.
What kind of role did you play today in the walkthrough?
I was in there, you know, we just going over the stuff we put in for San Francisco.
So,
what do you? Yeah. Okay. As far as I know for right now. So
do you think you'll be starting then against?
Yeah, for what I, you know, as far as I know right now.
is the league right now? I know a few weeks back you were talking about how the quads just was
yeah.
the biggest problem. Where, how does it feel now?
It feels good. Feeling good. You know, still rehabbing and doing all that stuff and, you know, just continuing to get it strong. But, it, I mean, it feels good.
Did you, when you had the surgery last December, I mean, did you know then that it was a slow road back from that kind of surgery, or did?
Yeah, I heard, you know, that it was a, you know, it was a process, you know, and being my first time dealing with it, it was a learning experience, and, you know, it's just something you got to work through and, you know, try to keep your eye on, you know, what you're working for, eye on the prize, you know.
Are you ready? I mean, now that you're returned to the starting mm-hmm. role, do you feel very comfortable that this will be permanent, that you're not looking over the shoulder or anything?
I mean, you always got to go out and give 110%, you know, and play, you know, bring your A game all the time, you know, because you got, you know, three or four guys behind you that can definitely come in and start right away. So it's definitely not about not looking over the shoulder. You just got to, you know, go in and, you know, play.
I guess what I'm saying, do you feel like now with the time, you're playing at a better capacity than you were in the training camp, and now you're more equipped to just be a starter?
Yeah, I feel good. You know, I feel good. So I'm ready and just going to get ready for this week of practice.
Nate, what do you feel like you can add to the defense right now?
You know, just doing my you know, role in defense. You know, I'm being 1/11th of the defense, and whether that be making interceptions or, you know, pass breakups and all that. Oh yeah, definitely. Thanks, coach. Appreciate
important
it.
Important too.
Yeah. Whatever I need to do, you know, whether it's, you know, fitting up in the run, whatever. Whatever is going to help the defense succeed.
Nate, you said you don't look over your shoulder, but is it somewhat unnerving that, you know, now Brian Roll starting, you're in there now, and Kurt isn't. Isn't it a little unnerving, though, that you have to think in terms of, you know, a glaring mistake may cost me again?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like I was saying, you know, you got three or four guys behind you that are, you know, just as good and can come in and start right away. So, I mean, I don't think it's about looking over your shoulder. You just come in and, you know, play as hard as you can and just let everything fall into place.
Yeah, did you have confidence once you got healthy that you would eventually have a chance to get back in there as a starter?
I was thinking that, but, I mean, you know, got the opportunity. Everything happened like it did, and, you know, I'm just excited to get in and play again.
Tackling last week obviously wasn't very good. I'm sure Juan's mentioned that a few times this mm-hmm. week. I mean, how do you? I mean, it's just a matter of concentrating and doing a better job of fundamentals.
Yeah, definitely.
Next game.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I think it was a fundamental thing, and you know, we're going to work at it in practice today, and, you know, work at it hard.
Your thoughts on trying to match up with Vernon Davis, who is one of the more athletic, better tight ends out there?
Oh, he's a tough guy. You know, he blocks well. He can outrun you. So he's You know, I definitely played against him last year, and he was, you know, he's a project. He's a man, you know. So it'd be a good matchup for us.
How frustrating was it for you when you weren't on the field and you were watching your teammates struggle? I mean, did you want to get out there right then?
Yeah, it's tough. You know, you just want to go in and, you know, bottom line, you just want the defense to succeed, you know, and that's to get guys off the field whether you're in there or not. So, you know, I think that's that was just definitely me wanting to see the defense succeed.
And do you think that you'll help that cause?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's definitely a point of everybody getting in. You know, you want to go out and do your part and whatever that may be and help, you know, like I said, the defense succeed.
Your thoughts on Brian Roll now starting on weak side instead of Casey?
Right. I mean, Brian, he's a great linebacker. You know, he's going to make a lot of plays, and we have a lot of confidence in him, and, you know, he's going to get the job done.
Nate, changes in the secondary, changes in the linebacker, right?
And so that is Nate Allen. Now we turn our attention to the linebacker spots, where Brian Roll says today in the locker room that he will be the starter at the weak side linebacker position. Of course, the Eagles have been shuffling their linebackers around. They've been looking for the answer. Last week at this time, we learned that the Eagles would move Casey Matthews from Mike linebacker to the weak side, move Jamar Chaney from the strong side to the Mike, and move Moses Folku from weak side to strong side. Now, Roll says he will replace Matthews at the Will linebacker position. We go into the locker room once again and talk to Brian Roll.
...and every ones now and going out taking care of business.
How will this move help the team?
Me, I feel like I'm a guy that's, you know, athletic and physical, a guy that knows the game very well and then plays hard. Not saying that Casey didn't. Casey's a great player as well. I guess the coach just felt that, you know, a need for a new body in there, somebody that may bring a little bit more excitement maybe. But I just look forward to the challenge and I'm going to have fun and make plays.
You look at this Niners team, Frank Gore, expected to play very physical back there. It's all about the challenge going up against them and how you might be able to help out, you know, coming into the lineup now.
Yeah, Frank Gore is a good guy, and the guys blocking for him, the fullbacks are great as well. But it's going to be a lot of fun. You watch guys like that growing up, and now you get to play against them. It's going to be a challenge. They got a great offensive line, a bunch of first-round picks, and they got the guy, Ayupati or something like that, a great guard they have there. So it's going to be a great challenge for the front four as well as linebackers, getting downhill and stopping the great back.
What do you think you showed the coaches to earn a promotion?
I just showed, you know, that I'm willing to get out there and step up and make plays when they need to be made. And I was talking to my dad last night. I told him every time I was in there, you know, you hear my name. So the coaches must seen that light and felt I need to be on the field more.
When you don't get the starting spot initially, what's that feel like, and is it easy to keep working?
I mean, not getting it in the beginning. I mean, you don't. No rookie really come in expecting to start unless you're a first-round pick, and you have to. But you come in working hard, and me not getting a starting job, I just knew I had to work. Same thing at Ohio State. I worked for 2 years behind two All-Americans and eventually got a start and made my name there. So I look the same here. You know, it's early in the season, after three games. So I'm going to get in, have fun, work hard, and continue to take over that spot.
You're starting at the weak side.
The other spots that remain the same. Yeah. Jamar, yeah. Mel, Mike, and Moses at the
side. You go to three Pro Bowls and people will still be talking about your size.
Probably. You look at a guy like London Fletcher, who people still say about his size as well. But you know, I'm not thinking about Pro Bowl right now. I'm not thinking about being All Pro. I'm thinking about, you know, being San Francisco.
How ready do you feel for this?
Honestly, right now, I'm not very ready because, I mean, it's the first day of actual practice this week. But, you know, give me a couple of days.
I mean, in general, for this challenge.
For the challenge, I'm ready for it. You know, I feel like I was ready out of college. You know, coming to this league, nobody gave me a chance. And now, you know, I get the nod to be a starter. So, I'm just looking forward to having fun and making plays.
What of the aspects of the position, what are you best at and what do you need to work on the most?
I think I'm better in the run than the pass. Most people think I'm better in the pass than in the run. Something I need to work on is maybe just, you know, trusting what I see. And that's something with a lot of young guys at this level, you know, guys scheme up perfect. And if you're not perfect, then you get beat. So just trusting what you see at first, and going with it.
You guys have been beaten on, I think, 8 touchdown passes in the last 2 weeks. I mean, mentally, where's the defense at? I mean, you're rocking on your heels a little bit, or?
We got to get our heads back in it. We tell each other every day that nobody's going to give us anything. And that attack is just where people thought we were, you know, the strongest in our secondary. So we got to get guys' head back to where they need to be and continue to keep our personality and not think that, you know, we're something more than what we are. Because obviously the last couple of weeks we haven't, you know, played up to that potential.
Brian, you played middle linebacker in college, is that right?
Yeah.
So what's the adjustment for you now going over to playing one of the outside spots?
Well, my first 2 years in college, I was a Will linebacker. Okay. So, I mean, it's nothing really that different. Even here, playing Mike and Will aren't too different. You're just in the middle and one on the outside. And they're both positions where you may have to get outside the box and some you don't. But it's going to be a lot of fun, you know, get out to play in space and hopefully get matched up against Vernon Davis and maybe one of the receivers.
Now, how are you going to cover Vernon Davis? That guy is pretty big.
I mean,
that's what everybody's going to be asking.
Well, everybody had a weakness. I mean, you can be fast, but, I mean, being fast isn't everything. It's all about technique in this league as well.
Brian, you talk about instincts. How important is a preparation during the week so that you don't have situations sort of like the play that Casey had last Sunday where he got, you know, the play fake and Jacobs got the touchdown? How important is it?
It's all film study and just knowing the game of football. You know, the way we practice, you know, plays like that where you get a play action your way, I just know you got to stay on the back. I mean, Casey, it was a new move for him, the outside backer, so he wasn't used to that. And when it happened to me, it was kind of, you know, just second